This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We have a band called Hangman's Park that drove 3 hours to get here. First off, thank you for busting your asses to get here. Was traffic okay?
Yeah, it was wonderful. Okay. It was clear roads, really nice weather.
Okay.
And it's a pretty scenic drive. So it was cool. It was a good drive. We're used to it. We're out in the middle of nowhere. So.
And by middle of nowhere, where are you talking about?
South Bend, Washington.
Okay.
Little town of 1,600 people,
loggers and
fishermen of those sorts, and about 30 minutes south of Aberdeen.
Not many shows happening out in South Bend.
No. We'll throw a dive bar show now and again, but that's about all
people come to be nice, but they're not super into death metal, so.
Yeah, sure. Not too many connoisseurs in our area.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys are used to driving.
Yes, we make the trek every other week or so. We'll make the 2 hours it takes to to get to civilization and play in front of in front of anybody. We just like to have a good time and show people a good time, and the drive isn't bad.
Yeah,
we like it.
Well, thanks again for coming up. So you guys are a three piece, or are we missing anyone?
We are three of us here, a power trio.
There we go. Nice, jinx. all right, so let's go around the room. Tell me what your name is and what you do in Hangman's Park.
All right, I'll start. I'm Andrew. I play the bass and do a little bit of vocals here and there.
Awesome.
And I am Max, and I play guitar and also do a little vocals.
Cool.
And I'm Barrett, and I play drums.
All right, well, how'd you guys meet?
We've known each other forever, pretty much. We grew, like coming from a little tiny town, kind of everyone knows everyone, and Barrett was, I always knew Barrett. He's a lot younger than I am. He's, I think, 6 years younger than me, 5 or 6 years. But growing up, through, elementary and middle school, I knew who he was. And then eventually, when we got older, we started, hanging out a lot. And then Andrew, same thing. I was really good friends with his brother, I am good friends with his brother. So me and him would be we were in the same class, me and his brother were. So we'd be going to, each other's houses all the time. And then Andrew and Barrett, you guys have...
And I guess if you want to call it a band, our first band was together. We called ourselves the Demented.
Nice.
This was when we were in elementary school. I was 12 years old, 6th grade. He and my brother were
Like a punk
8th
band
graders.
Or a metal band?
It was just like a rock cover band.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just played whatever we were capable of.
What covers did you guys do?
Green Day covers.
Okay.
And
Sum 41.
And we were also pretty ambitious and played a couple of Avenged Sevenfold
songs. Classic kid band. Oh, you guys did Avenged Sevenfold?
We did Backcountry and Beast in the Harlot.
Nice.
I wore fingerless gloves and brought the fedora. I was like a chubby little kid with
giant
eyeliners? No guy liner. I was too afraid to pull that off.
Okay.
We played one show at our local theater. And
yes. It was glorious. And that was where it all kind of started off. Me and Andrew, that was, holy crap, 16, 17 years ago, something like that. And then Barrett, Barrett and Andrew have been in a band, before Hangman's Park was a thing, called the Upper Eschaton. And I also kind of dabbled in that as well, playing bass for him, and he played guitar.
Awesome.
So, that was, that was as well. We were just talking about that probably a while ago, 7, 8 years ago now, that Andrew started doing that. So
and that was a fun crossing of wires, because like we said, we're from a town that's so small that, you know, and the pool of people playing music, even more so playing, you know, heavy music is very small. And a lot of lines got crossed. Like, mm-hmm. Barrett and I were playing this, like, progressive rock, metalish, punkish type of stuff in the Upper Eschaton with this other guy, awesome bassist named Cody, and that guy was also playing in Hangman's Park. And then Barrett started also playing in Hangman's Park. Mm-hmm. And then Cody was really busy with school and work and stuff, and he dropped out. So then I started playing bass with Hangman's Park, and Hangman's Park also lost their bassist, and it was just this big, big cluster. If you can even follow that mess,
yeah.
Okay, we literally. Let's rein this in. Yeah. So how long has Hangman's Park been officially a band?
Oh, 7 years or so. Cool. And that was awesome. Just I'm the only remaining member of that lineup. Yes. That was kind of like a brainchild of mine and my buddies, Michael Irvin and Patrick Myers, really good friends. I also, you know, grew up together in the same area. Yeah. And we kind of teamed up with, like Andrew said, Cody, and had Mike Peterson, an older guy on drums. He's just played in every band imaginable in the local scene where we're from. So and that's kind of how that started. And if you listen to the Greed Machine EP, that was like 7 years ago, and we took a big long hiatus, which the hiatus was basically gaining and losing members between Barrett joining the band and then later on Andrew, and mm-hmm. us kind of finding our own cohesive sound from there. And that was that big gap, and then came 11. But that that was 7 years ago, and then probably about 4 or 5 years of a, you know, kind of a gap, learning, kind of growing pain gap, if you will, between, you know, the band and getting these guys on. And then this last 2 or 3 years has been this kind of final form, if you will.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You just put out a new EP, a 3-song EP called The The Concrescence.
You nailed it.
The Concrescence.
Yeah, nailed it.
Awesome artwork. Is this a painting or is this a picture?
It's a picture. It's like a mirrored picture.
Okay.
Of just some flowers, and I don't remember.
Crocuses.
Okay.
Yes.
Crocuses.
By a gentleman.
Taken by Gary Leatham.
Gary Leatham. He is the man.
Yeah, he is the man. He.
It's beautiful.
I saw him on Facebook. In this like nature group, and he was posting those pictures, and then I reached out to him about the EP we were in the process of recording that, and that seemed like a fitting picture.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Did you guys record this yourselves, or you guys go to a studio to record it? What did you guys do?
It was recorded, mixed, and mastered by Tyler Tingey at Shadowland Studios, Shadowland Recording in Astoria.
Okay.
He's become a huge, friend of all of ours. I think it's safe to say, for all three of us, he's a great guy. We've kind of got Primordial Atrocity recording with them now, and it's sounding really good. And he's just been a really big catalyst as far as getting things. He's such a good instigator, getting things in a good way. He gets things moving, and he's a big
mover and a shaker.
A mover and a shaker, and he really moved and shaked this into existence. You know, got our butts in gear, and it took us. We really did the whole thing. I think in a month and a half. You know, it's a while to make that trip up there, so we kind of separate the trips. But we were really efficient with going up there, getting it done, and then on his end, as far as mixing and mastering it, and then having Jake Lloyd from Primordial, speaking of them as well, feature on the track. He was really time efficient. We got it, you know, done and ready to go, and I'm really, you know, proud of that. You know, and it ended up being a pretty cool project, and he did a great job mixing and mastering it, in my opinion. So we have been known for having questionable mixing,
it's what you do.
It's tough to be in a DIY heavy band and trying to record, you know, drums and not have the sample replace stuff. So early acoustic drums were pretty, you know, it's still cool. It's got its own flavor, but now we've got a much more polished sound.
Nice.
Which I think is kind of fun.
Stepping
as well.
It up.
I think so. We're growing up.
That's awesome. Yeah, right on. Well, let's go into one of the songs, if that's cool. We're going to go into the Concrescence. We're going to play that, and it features Jake Lloyd from Primordial Atrocity, and they're from sort of around your area, or not really?
An hour away. They're from Centralia and Olympia, kind of connected.
Awesome.
Those two towns.
Cool, right? You played a bunch of shows with him?
Yes. Cool. We love every show we play with them is just so much fun. Like the crowd goes, you know, like pops off in the best way, like really fun groups of people, and it's just always the best show.
It's always a treat to play with them. I just love watching them. I can't watch them without a huge smile on my face the whole time and just my head banging.
Shouldn't smile, it's metal.
I know, that's the thing. It's just it just makes me smile though. Just because it's so heavy.
That's awesome.
We're the least metal dudes. We're the least metal dudes you'll find. There you go. Probably, but we're still metal. We just smile.
Hangman's Park is who you're listening to right now on Metal Shop, and we're going to jump into their song Concrescence. It's from the EP, The Concrescence. This features Jake from Primordial Atrocity. It's Metal Shop here on The Rock.
This is The Concrescence. The glover emerged, built up through resonance. Wounded a powerful body, lost on the way. Quantification of purge, with trust and reverence. I dance to this fugue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Concrescence from the EP Concrescence by Hangman's Park. They're from South Bend, Washington. South Bend. Butt metal?
Butt metal.
Butt metal.
Death jazz.
Death jazz. Okay, so butt metal. Who gave you guys that term?
That was self. All of our genres are self-appointed.
Self-appointed?
Yeah, okay. we've had trouble finding like a, you know, and maybe someone on air could help us with finding a similar band, but like we kind of have, especially like over our catalog, it's tough to find like a four fans of, you know, sure. X or Y band, or like even honestly just a genre. Yeah. We're not really death metal. We're not really progressive metal.
Yeah.
We're not really jazz, but we are butt metal and we are death jazz. And yeah. that's where we landed on.
Nice.
So it's fun. It's just kind of a fun thing that we have with the subgenre, you know, C that we have in today's hard, heavy music scene.
There's so many different micro genres.
There is. Micro is a good way of putting it. It's beyond subgenre at this point.
Absolutely. Right on. Okay. So, again, you guys made the trek out here. Thank you so much for doing that.
Thanks for having us.
You guys, you know, are. I'm sure probably pretty very influenced by the music you grew up listening to here in the Northwest. And you guys are all from Washington State?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We all grew up. Were we all born in South Bend or like?
I was born in Aberdeen. But
And pretty much, but I mean, we grew up all around here since
You know, the Nirvanas, the Melvins, and all that stuff. So, what are your favorite Northwest bands of all time? And that could be bands like that you're playing with these days, or it could be bands like Jimi Hendrix that were long gone. You know, just any Northwest bands of all time that you love. And, start with you, man.
Yeah, I can't deny the huge influence of Nirvana. I think hearing that at a young age just like blew my mind, and I think not even on a conscious level, but some subconsciously taught me so much about songwriting. Hearing that when I was like in elementary school, and even cooler, my dad telling me that you know, Kurt Cobain is from Aberdeen, and my grandpa, he worked with Kurt's dad, and used to draw pictures for my grandpa when he was a little kid and stuff like it's crazy.
Yeah.
And even more modern, some bands that like we play with I love our Oxygen Destroyer.
Awesome band.
Yes, amazing. Another band that I could not wipe the grin off my face while watching them play. And another band I would like to give a shout out to is a band called Tourist Activities.
Cool.
It's kind of like a shoegazy indie rock type group of a guitar player that I went to college with, and his wife played together with a couple other guys, and they're pretty awesome.
What college?
I went to Central.
Okay.
Central Washington University.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Cool. Tourist Activities. Look it up. And
Like Andrew, I love Oxygen Destroyer.
Yeah.
Oxygen Destroyer has been, you know, and they were like, so we got to play, we had the privilege to play with them, and that was great. You know, we've shouted them up a lot, but Primordial Atrocity, they're a great, you know, kind of up-and-coming local band. Four Dead Seasons is another great one that's kind of a you know, hardcore-minded, like, you know, heavy breakdown kind of style of music from Portland that's great. Luck is rad. They're from Montesano. They're like from really close kind of, as well as where the Melvins are from.
Yeah.
And they have a very Melvins inspired sound. And in my opinion, sorry, Buzz, but they are like the Melvins, but better. I've been kind of like hitting them up on their Instagram, kind of like, when are you going to do a tour with Luck, man? This is the time. And they have a, you know, they have an awesome sound. Like, they're great, like kind of like psychedelic, progressive, like hard rock, kind of, you know, that kind of weird Melvins proggy sound.
It's kind of like a punk infused stoner rock type thing.
Yeah,
it's, very Melvins-esque.
I gotta look them up.
Luck.
Yeah, oh, they're cool, dude. They're really cool, and they're the nicest guys.
They just came out with an album not too long ago.
Yeah.
All right, goals on it down.
Yeah, Goals on a Chain Anchor is the song on there that I really like. What's that? Deep?
Buried Deep.
Buried Deep. Yeah, Buried Deep. Yeah, that's a cool one, dude. Check. They're fun. They're awesome. Yeah, they kind of got that vibe.
There was a grindcore festival out in Montesanto this weekend called PNW
Zach Hicks. Dude. Zach Hicks puts that together.
It's crazy, dude.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
We'd love to play that. Zach, let us play. But he does a great job with that. Like Leprotic Limb is their label.
Yep.
And they do an awesome job like putting together shows. They're doing the kickoff date for Fulci and Oxygen Destroyers tour. Yep. So they're having the opening bands for that. And like Leprotic Limb just does a great job like putting on shows, putting out merch, like just keeping the scene alive in Olympia and Montesano, places like that. There's also another one, I think it's called Concrenate Fest, almost like Concrescence. I don't want to but it's almost like I don't want to butcher the name, but it's in PL, believe it or not, if you know where that is. That's really the middle of nowhere. It's between
That's more nowhere than South Bend.
Bend, between Centralia and South Bend. There's a little tiny town called PL, and they do a grindcore festival as well, believe it or not, out in this really beautiful property. I'd love to go out there sometime.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, like local stuff. Like, I love, like, you know, I Declare War is a fun one from mm-hmm. Shelton that got pretty big, like a deathcore act. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Do you know Bludgeoned yet?
Yeah, you know yeah.
Okay. And John's new band.
Yep. Jake Primordial and those boys played with them. That was okay. super cool. His guitar, Sean May's guitar, fell down in the video. You can see, like, Jake pop on and, like, grab his guitar and flip it on him while he's, like, it's such a clutch, like, homie move, like, yeah. saving it. But, yeah, they got to play their first show.
That's awesome.
I think it was their first show, and they're really heavy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Super heavy.
Super heavy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a fun one. And then, you know, Melvins and, you know, Nirvana, all those guys kind of, God, there's so many. I mean, and one that I thought of, this kind of a funny one, is Aiden. You know, they're a Seattle band, yeah. and Aiden was a big one. Like, I loved all that emo stuff growing up. Like, mm-hmm. me, Andrew, and Barrett got to see them play. I don't think Barrett did, but Andrew did.
Oh, I should have thought of Aiden. Aiden was such an important band.
Oh, so this is more Andrew's band. I don't want to hijack. This is more Andrew's pick.
You can love Aiden, too.
But Aiden is good. Yeah, Aiden is a really fun one. Like, those, like, kind of, like, more emo, like, kind of, like, minded, like, melodic emo bands were super fun, mm-hmm. and there's a couple of those in Seattle. They're fun, but that's all I got.
There was another band from South Bend my uncle was in, like, 15 years ago, the Bim Quaid, and they were like a psychedelic rock, like almost like Mars Volta.
Cool.
And that was pretty big on me because I was a kid at the time, so
that's awesome.
I don't know, I still listen to that stuff.
Cool. Right on. Well, what got you into heavy music?
Probably I think, like, the first song I remember really liking was, like, My Name is Mud by Primus.
Primus.
And that's pretty heavy.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think that kind of poisoned my mind for, like, weird stuff. I liked stuff that was
a little bit, like, more left brain, yeah, a little, like, bit creepy. Stranger. Yeah.
Maybe, cool. like, uncanny instead of heavy.
Yeah, there you go. Nice. And how about you, man? What got you into heavy music?
Really, to be honest, The Devil Wears Prada.
Okay.
I really loved The Devil Wears Prada growing up. And it was one of those things, like, as a group of friends, we'd listen to it and be like, oh, one of the guys kind of looked like one of our friends in school. Be like, oh, that's so funny that he's, you know, looks like as a joke, we'd turn it on. And then secretly, we're all like, I love this music. It was Hey John, What's Your Name Again? Plagues back in the day. That was a big one, you know. And then as I got kind of, like, into heavier and heavier stuff, I really liked – I was like a core kid for a while, mm-hmm. if you will, as much as you could be for, like, where I was from. So I loved, like, Thy Art is Murder, mm-hmm. you know, and later on, like, Suicide Silence and bands of that nature. And I always loved, like, even before all that, was, like, Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah.
The City of Evil. I was, like, one of the City of Evil generation, you know, and then checked into Waking the Fallen and kind of got into screaming and whatnot through that, and loved all those. And then the weirder stuff kind of came later. I started to really get into, like, Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah.
And, like, kind of, like, you know, just kind of more odd stuff. And then, you know, even, like, kind of, like, more experimental heavy music, like Igor was a big one that
okay.
kind of found, you know,
yeah.
I really loved that Igor album, was really cool, and stuff like that as I got older. But I think The Devil Wears Prada was really where it flipped. I was like, I really, the catharsis of, like, that kind of, like, heavy,
yeah.
you know, outlet with music was kind of where it was for me.
Absolutely.
Mike Hranica and all those guys who I have to thank.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and for me, like, starting out as, like, probably a lot of little kids of my age, you know, I liked just what was popular. Like, my brother and I were all crazy about, like, the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and stuff.
Hell yeah.
And then, like, the first, like, rock music I really got into was when I was, like, 8 years old, and I became obsessed with Kiss. And
nice.
I think a huge part of that, of course, is just the imagery. You know, these guys are,
yeah.
like, rock star superheroes, and that kind of led to more just, like, the classic rock stuff that mm-hmm. was, you know, my parents' music, and they were into that stuff. And when, I guess, the first thing that I guess I would get into that was way more on the, like, heavier side would be just also, luckily, being my age, grew up with the internet, and just out of curiosity, being like, I know that Slipknot exists, and I know that they look scary with these masks and stuff, and their music is probably really crazy. So I just looked them up and, like, checked out some of their music, and I was like, this isn't so too scary for me.
Right?
I like this.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the open my mind at, like, a pretty early age, like 10 years old, to, like, oh, my mind can be open to stuff that is you know, at that level of heavy or more, and with aggressive vocals.
And speaking of that aesthetic, dude, you got your house was like full of like Kiss stuff. Like I remember like Chloe's room and your room, like amazing, having so much like Kiss, like Kiss, like different like figurines and different stuff. And then you guys got like the mask, like the Slipknot mask, like early on too.
That's awesome. I'm a fiend for memorabilia.
Yeah, and I was remember them like because I was like of that, not to be like so like whatever, just like a weenie, but I was like, man, Slipknot's kind of scary when I was growing up, just because like the aesthetic and stuff. Sure. So I remember when you got those masks, like, oh, that's some scary. The
aesthetic
scary
goes
stuff
a long way for me. I have so much like Misfits memorabilia as well, because then that was probably one actually the most impactful musical influence overall throughout my life as a through line for me.
That's awesome. So you guys must clock a lot of mileage, you know, just as far as traveling, you know, for shows and for whatnot. How many miles, what's the longest you ever gone to, you know, play a show?
It's actually not too bad. Like, I think,
like, Everett?
Yeah, like, really, yeah, it's only probably been, like, three and a half hours.
Okay.
But it's just between, and the convenient thing, as I don't want to throw where we're at under the bus, because the cool thing about where we're at is, like, really, we're like 2.5 to 3 hours away from a lot of different places, mm-hmm, like between Portland, Seattle, Everett, you know, surrounding Seattle area, and then
Olympia
as Tacoma. Well, Olympia, Tacoma, all through there, and then southwest of us is Astoria, Oregon. We've got to play there a few times, and that's a beautiful city. Like, that's awesome. I love that city. So, like, even though we're kind of in the middle of nowhere, like, We're kind of
centrally located for certain things.
Like, it's pretty nice. So, like, you know, and even Bremerton, you know, we're kind of two and a half, three hours away from Bremerton. So if we want to play the Charleston, we've got the privilege of playing there a couple times.
There
and
you go. That's an awesome place.
Oh, dude. And the owners are so cool. Generation Decline is a great local Pacific, not to jump back on that, but another great Pacific Northwest band.
The owners are in that band.
Andy and Angel are super cool. They're so nice. And, like, always have an awesome time. Like, they do a great job up there. And then we've got to play with them too at Fishy Fest.
Awesome.
And yeah, Fishy Fest was so cool for us. We got to play, you know,
with Fishy Mushroom,
Johnny and the boys.
Yeah, what an awesome privilege, and like crazy, and I don't know how we got away with it, to play in between Generation Decline and Oxygen.
Right. We
who
got
let
the,
us in?
Yeah. Who got? Yeah. Someone said they had a band drop off and we got to fill that gap. It was the perfect time.
That's
so
awesome.
We got to play in between those, and both of those bands were just like full of nice. And they're like super talented, like recognized, you know, notable for the local scene. They're as notable as it gets,
touring
really fast.
Touring bands, legitimate.
And you know, for them to be nice to us and stuff, and like, you know, like, you know, give it, like, give us nice, say nice things to us. It was just cool. So it was just, it was like the whole like Fishy Fest was rad.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we're like 3 hours away, kind of like from a lot of places. So we haven't really gone over, you know, maybe a little over 3 hours. Mm-hmm. So it's not too bad.
That's awesome. You're wearing the hat of something you wanted to mention.
What Cold Bloom. That's another one of our buddies, Joseph Wofford. He's done some music videos with us. He's a super talented guy, like talented musician, videographer, photographer, and also clothing designer.
Yeah.
And he's doing a festival July 1st. By the time this airs, it'll be over. But I just wanted to shout it out because it's going to be start making a comeback. I can tell he's going to start doing more shows and be putting together more videos for people. And he's got like such a talented like umbrella of bands that he works with. Us not so much talented, but at least we're nice guys. But there's a lot of guys that he works with that are like just like, dude, like really like professional, like up and coming bands that are really cool. And that's gonna be July 1st. It's got Dark Watch, which is Austin Dickey's project, and Pine Box and Ground Feeder, What's Wrong. They came out with a really awesome, I can't remember the name, End of the World or something, like This Is How the World Ends, I think is what it's called. It's a great single. And then Dark Harbor, which is another buddy of ours band. Buddy Wisman does a radio show podcast. He's in Dark Harbor. He's their guitar player. And then Gouged as well. Super heavy, like awesome band we've got the privilege to play with. They do like really cool kind of like breakdown-minded music.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think I got them all. Yeah, Dark Watch, Pine Box, Ground Feeder, What's Wrong, Gouged, and Dark Harbor, July 1st. So that'll be rad. And nice. That hopefully if you went to that, I bet you had a good time. And then he'll be doing some more stuff later. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, Cold Bloom's just a great clothing company. They've done, you know, for the likes of you, they've done like some promo stuff through them way back in the day. And
yeah,
so Joseph's been around for a long time. He's a cool guy.
Right on, man. Well, Let's go into another one of your songs. We're going to go into Praying for Better Days. This is a shorter one, right?
Yeah.
This is the one that kicks off the EP.
Yes.
Anything you guys want to say about this one?
It's a pretty cool one. This is the only song we've ever done that is usually originates from a guitar or a bass riff or a melody that kind of like inspires the song getting created. This was all done with a drum beat by Barrett, and it was kind of originated, reverse engineered from the drum beat. And that's kind of how this one came to be. And it's kind of just a song. It is what the title implies. It's kind of a wild, fun, kind of hardcore minded 1 minute wham bam kickoff.
Right on. Well, let's go into it. It's Hangman's Park here on 99.9 KISW. It's Metal Shop on the Rock. Metal Shop here on the Rock. You're listening to Hangman's Park. That was Praying for Better Days from the Concrescence EP. I got it in my hand. You can pick this up. Is there a way to buy these online, or is there what's the best way to support you guys if you can't make it out to a show?
Yeah, we have an online store that is very not taken care of at the moment. I need to update it.
You're not selling it, dude.
Yeah, I know. I know. I need to get, but we can get it online. Big Cartel. The Concrescence should be on there. We'll have a Big Cartel online store that you can order it through. Mm-hmm. And then you can just hit us up through any of our socials. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Bandcamp. If you want to buy it, just streaming it.
All our music is on Spotify. You can listen to it for free.
Yeah, you can just listen to it for free on there. Well, I guess you got to pay the monthly fee. But it's on YouTube and stuff like that as well. You can shoot us a message through our socials, and we'll make sure to get you one. Or we'll get that Big Cartel link set up. We'll have a merch store, and we have some shirts and CDs and things like that. Just Big Cartel, Hangman's Park.
Get yourself a South Bend butt metal t-shirt.
Yeah.
I got mine.
Yeah. Kevin scored. He got his butt. He's a butt metal head now.
Yes, absolutely, man. So.
Excellent. Yeah, and then August 18th, we're going to be playing in our neck of the woods in Aberdeen at the Loading Dock.
Okay.
Yeah, with Of Lioness and Waves Like Weapons. I'm sorry if I butchered. I think it's Waves Like Weapons. That'll be August 18th. That'll be $15. That's the biggest price show we've ever done. I know, we're getting big time. We're starting big time, our locals here. So that'll be fun. And I think that we're going to start getting in the studio relatively soon here in the next couple months here with Tyler, and then we'll kind of start kicking that off, and that'll be good too.
So if we find ourselves in South Bend, for whatever reason we're out in South Bend, what's the best restaurant or diner or whatever? What's the best place to get food at in South Bend?
Probably Betsy's.
Betsy's, dude.
Betsy's.
So I'm about saying Betsy's.
What do we got to order if we go to Betsy's?
Probably quesadillas.
Quesadillas from Betsy's.
Shout out
to Betsy.
The Betsy's, dude, it's super good. It's this little tiny, like, authentic Mexican spot that is like, has a little spot to sit down, but really generally people just kind of go and grab their food and a lunch break and get out. And like, they have their prices gone up a little bit, unfortunately, just because inflation. You know how it is. But it's still like, so like, the price is so good, and then you eat like two or three of those quesadillas and you turn into a puddle of goo.
There you go.
It's pretty rad. I mean, dude, Las Maracas, like Las Maracas, is more of a Tex-Mex place,
sure,
but still rad. I love the both of those places are rad, and Pedro's dope too. So that's a really good one.
Or pop into Alder and Company.
Shop
in Raymond with lots of like locally made goods and stuff, and my mother-in-law runs a little coffee shop out of there too. Pretty awesome. You can get some sandwiches and some coffee, and
shout out to Wild Pines
and some sweet gear. Yeah,
That's awesome. Right on. Well, we had to show you some home, show some hometown love to you guys. You guys made a trek all the way up here to Seattle, and thank you guys for so much for making the drive, and thank you for, you know, sharing your music with us.
Thank you
for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Seriously.
What's someone you want to thank or shout out? Anyone, you know, you've come up 3 hours. I will now give you the opportunity to, speak your piece. Shout out. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd love to thank all of our friends and family that like allow us. It's such a privileged thing to like spend the time to make like how much work it takes and time and us rehearsing together. And so like everyone giving us the support and the luxury of like, you know, giving us the time to do that is really cool. You know, like from our significant others, you know, and then like my dad too, like he's kind of a big reason why the whole Hangman's Park thing started. You know, I record with him in like a little, you know, arena prog rock band. And
really?
You know, that's called awesome. Chromis, man. Chromis is rad. And, you know, I love that. You know, obviously, it's my dad. I love that guy. And he has been a huge supporter of us, like in every way. Our first couple of records recorded, mixed and mastered at his spot.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Like during our 11, we just recorded, you know, it was during the COVID time. And it was just me, him, and a click track. And
cool.
And just kind of, it was a fun way to spend time with my dad. You know what I mean?
Quality
and,
time.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Yeah, shout out to him and and Joseph and, you know, Cole Bloom and, you know, Jake with Primordial and the whole local scene. Grim Earth is another one I forgot to mention. Yeah. They're a great band from Olympia. Thanks to all those guys just letting us be part of their thing.
Yeah, I'd like to just second that. Thanks to Phil, Max's dad. He's been super duper like supportive, and half the time he's our roadie or sound guy.
Yeah. For real.
Yeah, Phil is not only Max's dad, he is the band's dad. and I would also like to thank my dad and mom for buying me guitars growing up and supporting that as a hobby, something that grew into a pretty serious passion. And I mean, my wife for being so supportive and coming out to shows and all that. And I'd like to thank my dogs for being so cute.
There you go.
And thanks to you, Kevin, seriously.
Yeah, yeah,
for giving us a chance like to come up here and like trusting us. Trusting us like into this like beautiful building, like and just shooting you a Facebook message and like I know that you've heard through us through the grapevine stuff, but just like to, you know, spend time with us and stuff is super cool. And
my pleasure,
It was great talking to you today, so thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We're going to go into and you're very welcome. It's my pleasure to, you know, you guys do a lot for the scene and you guys are playing out and you guys are doing, you know, your thing, so I had to, you know, showcase you on KISW, man. It's awesome to have you guys up. We're gonna play one last song. Who's gonna introduce this one? All right,
I'll take it.
All right.
So one last thank you, I guess, goes to Stephen King for writing his Dark Tower saga and inspiring this song that I wrote called Blue Heaven about a specific portion of the final book of that. So I guess spoiler alert, I suppose, if you can understand the lyrics.
And you're wearing the T-shirt.
And I'm also wearing a T-shirt.
Repping our set, Steven.
Repping that set.
Awesome. It's Hangman's Park here on Metal Shop. Blue Heaven on the Rock. Thanks, guys.
Divine. king. And you do would not be a great loss for all is dead. The gift of a boy was in your lost resort. He blew up in pride to break his divine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.